Right, let's start off with cricket. South Africa had to overcome determined resistance from Sri Lanka's batsmen before winning the first test by 233 runs at the Kingsmead Stadium on the fourth day yesterday. Now, set a massive 516 runs to win. Sri Lanka were bowled out for 282. Left-arm fast bowler Marco Jansen, the destroyer in Sri Lanka's record low first innings of 42, took 4 for 73 to finish the match with match figures of 11 wickets for 86. In contrast, in the first innings, the tourists made the South Africans work for their wickets yesterday. Now, the second test against Sri Lanka starts on Thursday in Gqeberha. And then over to some rugby. The Blitzbox are through to today's quarterfinals of the Dubai Sevens after a nail-biting victory over France in their third and final match of the day in Pool A yesterday. Now, the South Africans started the competition with a convincing win over Australia, beating them 17-0, but they faltered against Kenya 22-17. The score against France was tied 19-all at full time, but Donovan Don scored the winning try in extra time to make the final score 24-19. Now, South Africa will face New Zealand in the quarterfinals later this morning. And then in some football to close, Arsenal are second in the Premier League this morning after easing past London rivals West Ham 5-2. Now, they had gone 5 top-flight matches without a win, but picked up 3 convincing victories in the space of a week. Mikel Arteta's team can be pleased with what they've achieved ahead of this afternoon's meeting between leaders Liverpool and champions Manchester City.
I think we have some flow back, a real determination. Winning 3 consecutive meetings against 3 opponents is great. And we're going to enjoy tonight and I'll watch a beautiful game of football tomorrow.
Leicester's new manager, Ruud van Nistelrooy, was watching from the stands as they lost 4-1 at Brentford. Wolves' 4-2 defeat to Bournemouth meant they slipped back into the relegation zone. Nottingham Forest are sixth after beating Ipswich 1-0, while Crystal Palace scored late to draw 1-1 with Newcastle. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.